Welcome to the Dream Journal. From the studios of KSQD in Santa Cruz, the Dream Journal is a weekly show where we explore the healing powers of your nighttime dreams through conversations with dream experts and with you. In the words of Carl Jung, who looks outside dreams, who looks inside awakens. How can we learn to honor sleep and dreaming as a valuable part of being human and not just as adjuncts to our waking life? Today, we talk with the three founders of a hot new app called Dreamwell, Have Great Dreams. Our three guests are William, Daniel, and Nkechi, dialing in from France, British Columbia, and San Francisco, respectively. A truly international show today. I'm your host, Catherine Bell of Experiential Dreamwork, and welcome to the Dream Journal. We're also co-broadcast over the hill in KCXU in downtown San Jose. Glad to have you part of the Dream Journal tribe. And also we have a podcast. The Dream Journal goes out every week on Mondays at noon. So please subscribe, rate, and review, and let people know about the Dream Journal. Like, my main mission of this show is to get people talking about dreams. And one way you can do that is to tell each other, to tell your friends about this podcast, to give you an opportunity to talk about your dreams. Hey, I'm interested in dreaming. Are you? I didn't know you were. How about that? So you can also find full archives at ksqd.org/the-dream-journal. Okay, dialing into the today's background music is called Focalize. Created fresh again this week by Rick Kleffel. So I'm going to start with my personal dream work, the way that I do. And this is a dream that I think I talked about last week of a horse, of seeing a horse that has been stabbed in its back, and yet it's still running strongly. And, you know, at the time I was associating it with having a cold and getting over a cough. And, you know, that's the kind of bronchial area, right, where I feel it. Even now, I still feel some of that. And so there's that. And yet I had the amazing opportunity last night to be part of an embodiment group. And this is the dream that we chose to work. And as I felt into being the horse, it touched into some childhood memories of when I got badly burned on my back, right about in the area where that horse was wounded. And so, you know, it brought up in me the whole question of why dreams present things in metaphor. Like, why can't they just, you know, say what they say? But I think maybe the dream is working with so many layers of feelings that they're actually being true to life. And that the horse with the spears in its back was the most powerful symbol that encompassed both the current attack on my bronchioles and also the way I'm still integrating this experience I had when I was 10 years old of boiling water pouring on my back, and that trauma to that part of my body basically comes out in the dream as a wounded horse. And so, you know, maybe it's not that dreams are trying to trick us. They're actually giving us even more information, or they're working with way more layers than we suspect. So, call-ins will be welcome during the last 30 minutes of the show, or you can email us anytime at onair@ksqd.org. That's onair, at ksqd.org. So today we'll be talking about the Dreamwell app, and we're going to start out with two of the three guests right off the top. We're going to start with William Rection and Daniel Rection. So let me say hi to Daniel.
This is Daniel.
Oh,